Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we are talking about something that catches a lot of people off guard. You put your hand up at an owner's meeting, or someone nominates you, and suddenly you are on the strata committee.
And then you walk out thinking, what have I actually agreed to?
Exactly. The article we are covering is called What New Strata Committee Members Need to Know, and it is aimed squarely at NSW owners who have just joined a committee and want to get their bearings fast.
I think this catches people out because it sounds like a small thing, putting your hand up at a meeting. But there are actual legal duties attached to it.
Right. And the article is honest about that, without making it scary. The starting point is understanding what you are actually signing up for. A strata committee is a small group of owners elected to handle the day-to-day running of the scheme on behalf of everyone in it.
So not just your apartment, but all owners in the scheme.
Correct. You are helping make decisions about maintenance, money, insurance, and the bylaws, which are the rules governing how the scheme operates. And all of this sits under the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015, the NSW legislation that sets the framework.
That sounds like a lot to carry. Are you personally on the hook if something goes wrong?
That is probably the most reassuring part. No, you are not personally liable for everything. Decisions are made by the committee or the owners' corporation as a group, but you are expected to act in the interests of all owners, not just yourself, and to avoid conflicts of interest. That is the heart of the role.
So it's not about being an expert. It's about showing up properly and acting in good faith.
Well put. Now, how does the committee actually make decisions? The article explains there are two main types of meetings. Committee meetings handle routine decisions through the year. Then there is the annual general meeting, the AGM, where all owners come together to review the finances, approve the budget, and elect the committee.
And I assume there is a proper process. You can't just make a call in a group chat.
Correct. Proper notice has to go out. There's an agenda, people vote, and the outcome goes into the minutes. It is a formal process.
What about bigger decisions? Can the committee decide everything on its own?
No, and this is worth knowing early. Some decisions are too significant for the committee alone and have to go to the full owner's corporation. Sometimes they need what is called a special resolution, which is a higher level of agreement. The rules around notice periods, quorum, and which decisions need that higher threshold are all set out in the Act.
And quorum means the minimum number of people needed for a valid meeting.
Exactly. The article recommends confirming the current rules with NSW Fair Trading or your strata managing agent, because the detail can change.
Speaking of strata managers, a lot of new committee members are not sure where the manager ends and the committee begins. What is the actual split?
The article is really clear on this. The strata managing agent is a licensed professional who handles the administrative work, keeping the books, issuing levy notices, arranging insurance, coordinating repairs, keeping the scheme compliant. They do the heavy lifting.
But the committee still calls the shots.
Yes. The agent advises, prepares the options, and carries out what the committee approves. So you're never expected to be the expert on everything. You are expected to make sensible decisions with good advice in front of you. The article suggests getting to know your strata manager early if your scheme has one.
That is genuinely reassuring. What about the money side? I know finances are where a lot of committee tension shows up.
The article keeps it simple. Owners pay levies, and those levies go into two separate funds. The administrative fund covers day-to-day running costs. The capital works fund saves for bigger future jobs, things like repainting the building or replacing a roof.
So one is the ongoing expenses, one is the long-term savings.
That's it. At the AGM, the committee helps review the budget and set the levies. You don't need to be an accountant, but knowing the difference between those two funds and what each is for is a solid foundation.
And if you're stuck on something, who do you turn to?
The article gives you a clear support network. Your strata managing agent for day-to-day questions, NSW Fair Trading, which publishes plain English guidance for owners and committees, your fellow committee members, especially anyone who has served before, and a short course to give you a proper grounding rather than learning purely by trial and error.
That trial and error approach gets expensive fast when you are dealing with other people's money.
It does. So if there is one thing to take away from this, it's to get the basics sorted before your first real decision, not after. Walk in knowing the framework, not hoping things stay simple.
And Archer Institute has something built specifically for this situation.
They do. Archer Institute offers Strata Members CPD, made for owners and committee members in New South Wales. It's online and self-paced, so you work through it in your own time and can come back to it later. It covers your role and duties, the two funds, the bylaws, and how meetings work.
So you walk into that first meeting with a proper picture of how it all fits together.
Read the full article at Archer Institute. And if you want to talk to someone about training, Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced courses with real Australian-based support. Give them a call on 1-800-069-273.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time.